brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Coming up, the latest on the economy. Also, Paul Hader's caught planning to dress up as KKK, poses Paul's supporters. The media here in Texas, newspapers and local talk radio, are criticizing a 15-year-old girl for defending herself with a firearm in her own house. That's all coming up. The big story, of course, is the ongoing latest developments and machinations with Iran. It's all coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls. Jonathan in Kansas says he disagrees. So we'll go to him first, then Chad, Laura, Dan, and others. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. What I disagree, it's not like a big disagreement. It's actually like specifics. Like you had one day, you had that one woman to talk about the bioweapons facilities and whatnot, and you said it was in Missouri. It's actually in Kansas. It's in northeastern Kansas. And what's interesting is the reason they put it in was basically to fight against diseases with animals.
Okay, sir, there's over 200 BioShield bases in the U.S. They're all over the state of Kansas and Missouri. And, of course, under BioShield, they claim it's to fight against diseases. But even in the New York Times and Washington Post, they say, why are they making new weaponized things? It's been well known that it's illegal to have a bioweapons program. So the people that run the U.S. do it under the guise of fighting bioweapons. It's always been a fraud.
I wasn't disagreeing with what your analysis is. My point was, the reason why specifically they put that there is, let's say something releases, and in Kansas, one of the main things is cattle. And cattle, we're like ranked seventh in what, cattle production and meat and beef. So if one of those diseases gets released, they can wipe out the food supply.
They were going to have drills with the original equipment used to kill millions of cows and sheep in England in the weaponized foot and mouth outbreak that it was later admitted the government released. They claimed a terrorist in the government must have done it, but nobody got caught. In a couple-day period, it popped up in hundreds of spots around the country. It had been pre-planted everywhere. And the government used it as a huge power grab. They were going to come to Texas and other states. That was a big brouhaha. And do drills for foot and mouth with the very equipment used to kill the cattle. And, of course, bring the foot and mouth here. It's all just part of insanity. But, I mean, what do you disagree with then?
Well, that was one thing. But the other thing was about 9/11. The plan what do you call it? Operation Northwoods is actually older than that. If you look at Operation Anvil, one of the Kennedys died in that operation, and that's when they had drone planes. They were testing that since then. That's actually older than the Operation Northwoods.
No, I've talked a lot about Joe Kennedy Jr. dying, and he was flying a one-man aircraft behind, I believe it was a Liberator, loaded with explosives. As a unmanned drone, and they don't know what happened to him. They think the Germans shot him down. But yeah, that was a program. But Northwoods itself is a plan from 1962 to stage terror attacks in America and blame it on Cuba and the Soviets. And it was greenlined. So I don't think we disagree. I appreciate your call. Every time they have a police state military checkpoint, they say, this is the first time we've done this. Your town is very special. They found that psychologically, they say it's the first time that locals feel honored somehow. It's the first time we've stuck you in a meat grinder, but it's never the first time. Even when they've done it repeatedly, it's always the first time. It's always, we're putting this in Kansas to keep you safe in case there's a bioweapon released to protect your livestock in this area. The facilities are the threat. They put a level 4 in the University of Texas facility in Galveston that got wrecked in a hurricane a few years ago. They're putting level 4s in level 2 facilities. They're putting the most deadly stuff in the world in tin cans.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are? A decade into the 21st century. Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so there's a Google employee. They're busy starting revolutions all over the world, connected to creating a plan to dress up people like members of the Ku Klux Klan and have them go out and support Ron Paul as a way to destroy him. I'm going to get Paul Watson and our reporters to tie this in to the entire history of this that's gone on before. There's an article out of Enron News that breaks it down and actually has a photo of the guy. Paul haters caught planning to dress up as KKK poses Paul supporters. So we're going to definitely get our own report on that out, because our report is going to tie into the fact that folks connected to the Democrat that Rand Paul ran against in Kentucky, they got caught doing similar things. So we're going to get a report out on that right now. I also, after I take some more calls, want to get into human blunders seen at the heart of Italy ship disaster. Every time a ship runs aground, every time there's a disaster, a Katrina, the government can't and won't help you, and then comes into the high and dry areas in Katrina and takes people's firearms. Over and over and over again. And so why do you think government can protect you? And then the people at the top of government are a bunch of anti-human eugenicists funded and financed by a bunch of predatory, parasitic, finance oligarch, Ponzi scheme, fiat currency, derivative selling scam artist. Okay, that's enough. I'm getting to all of it and the Iran news. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Laura in Minnesota. You're on the air, Laura.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to thank you for your patriotism because it's just incredible the work that you're doing, and just a sincere thank you.
Well, thank you.
Alex, I do believe that the New World Order or whoever these powers will use the hysteria and the hype and the media for 2012 to stage a false flag attack. I think they actually may even use a big venue, God forbid, but there's an Illuminati card out that shows Big Ben being destroyed, and we know the Olympics are in London this year, that could set off that.
By the way, if we have new listeners, the guy that came up with the Illuminati cards in the early 90s has basically everything that's happened in the cards, and it's really creepy. We've done special reports on that, and he lives in Austin, and I know we called like a year ago to get him on. They said, well, he's out of town for a month, but call back then. I want to get that guy on. I absolutely want to get the maker of the Illuminati cards. He has a video game company here in Austin. Well, go after him. I want him. Or I want to go over to his office and bang on the door and demand to talk to him. I mean, he lives here in Austin, and I've had enough of this. He's coming on, or we're going over there. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. I just wanted to fill in what you were talking about for new listeners.
Right. So I would see that as a world stage where they could have this attack orchestrated, and yet then as they've already circled the wagons around us with this defense authorization bill and all these FEMA caps and everything, and use the hysteria and use all of this. And so it wouldn't necessarily be the end of the world, but it would certainly be the end of the world as we know it. On top of that, as a Christian, we know that there's prophetic events that could be coming as well. And if you take that as well as what could happen with these false flag attacks, it could be such a mess that they would declare martial law. And, you know, they've already said that Obama needs something like that in order to get a second term, needs some kind of attack or something like that. So he could eventually declare martial law, and there might not even be an election.
Well, any of that is possible. And again, I'm not saying 2012 won't be a wild year with Iran, war talk, the economy melting down. But the globalists have planned for a long time right around this period to have a lot of craziness go on. And so, they plan on saying it's the end of the world, so people go along with whatever happens and feel powerless. I mean, do you get my angle on that?
I do, and I think that they are going to use it. It's too good of an opportunity for them to not play the people and to not use the hysteria, and they're just going to take advantage of it.
I tend to agree with you. It's going to be a crazy year. Strap yourselves in. Thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate that call. Dan in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding as well.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of give you a news tip. You probably already know stuff like this, but I'm in Tampa, and I went out hunting in a remote area with a friend of my stepdad who's a Tampa police officer, and he said that his superiors told him to get out, to make sure that all of his family and everybody that they knew were out of the city August 27th through the 30th, and that extremist groups like Anonymous were going to hack into the police communication system, so that the police couldn't respond to crime, and then they're going to, you know, then Anonymous and other groups were going to commit senseless acts like dropping bricks off of on cars from overpasses and stuff.
All right, let me get those dates again. What did this senior police officer tell you?
He told me that his superiors said to them during the Republican National Convention. Now, he didn't tell me the dates. I just know the dates of the Republican National Convention, August 27th through the 30th. He told them, you know, make sure that the family and nobody is near the city of Tampa during that time.
Well, no, I didn't know about that. But, again, this is how mindless this gets. And I want to explain this as simply as I can. I know some people do understand what I'm saying. They just act like they don't to be trolls. But take Anonymous or take something like people wearing Guy Fawkes mask, or take Occupy Wall Street. These are always either things that come from individual activists that get picked up and become popularized, or they're issues put out by the Ford Foundation, George Soros, i.e. Occupy Wall Street, that's completely nebulous. You know, we're mad at Wall Street, which is a generalization. Then it turns out the big banks are actually financing it directly through Soros and others on record to demonize the rest of Wall Street and the rest of the free market, so it takes the blame, and so the big mega banks hooked up with government can come in with regulators backed up by the dumbed down mass that doesn't know what's going on and take over what's left of the free market, which was never the problem. It was crony insiders that did it. Then when you criticize Occupy as, oh, just come protest, we don't know what about, then the operators can come in from Soros and Ford Foundation, take it over, and then basically hijack a revolution they know is already coming. They kind of pre-detonate revolutions before they get there so they can steer them and misdirect them. It's like Red Adair blowing up an oil well with dynamite. It's a controlled explosion, and this gets into the social engineering, and they write white papers on it. Now, it's the same thing with Anonymous. Anonymous, attacks Ron Paul. Anonymous says they were going to hack so that the votes could all be counted in Iowa in secret. It turned out there was fraud in Iowa, and it was admitted on Fox News that, oh, well, we had a gentleman's agreement because all these key districts didn't come in, and we just made Santorum second place and sent a Ron Paul. And it's just in your face, but because it's a little complex, the public just kind of tunes out because they're trained to just receive data, not to learn the fun of actually being informed. People think thinking is hard. No, not thinking's hard. It's dull. So it's the same issue, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, Anonymous, just to finish, is just this giant cutout that then Homeland Security and others who've been caught doing this can cyber attack their own systems to then have an excuse to come in and take over the internet, pass the SOPA bill. Israel's being hacked right now. The government used the Stuxnet last year to call for internet censorship when the government admits they launched Stuxnet. So again, only a dumbed down public. Think of the disdain the system has that they would say Israel and the U.S. launched Stuxnet, and 6 months later, we got to take your rights because of Stuxnet. A terrorist launched it. I mean, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead and make your point.
I was just going to say, I mean, it was completely obvious to me that they were sort of, you know, creating this hysteria, and of course, they'll use it as a pretext for something. But I was going to say one thing further that, you know, just for the new listeners out there, because I remember once upon a time I was, and I doubted some of the things that you said. You know, obviously, I still check, you know, on some of the stuff you say. But his superiors told, they told all of the officers not to go on any quote-unquote extremist websites or the government will be, quote, in your computer. You know, I mean, this they're creating this whole hysteria, and they're, you know, obviously they're trying to get the police on.
Well, that's even bigger news than they're going to have Anonymous. Look, this is so important. It's in my film, The Takeover. The government on record with foundations hired about 100 anarchists, flew them in by aircraft, and allowed them to demolish everything, and the cops were told to stand down. This was in the local newspapers. And then 2 days after that, the media is like, why don't you do something? And so they attack the peaceful crowds, including men, women, and children. I mean, they play police like you're leading a two-year-old off the side of a cliff. I mean, cops, you got to be smarter than this, where they sit there and they tell them, Anonymous is going to attack, so you don't visit sites. That's saying we don't trust you. You're bad. No, we don't want you to know. I mean, cops have got to be smarter than that, that the system is afraid of police waking up. I mean, does your friend that you were hunting with, does he buy this?
You know, Alex, I tried to talk to him and tried to educate him. It's somebody who's never really seen the other side of this or really can't see through the matrix, and it was very difficult.
He thinks he better not visit sites or the government will be in his computer without a warrant, and he thinks having his Fourth Amendment violated is a good thing.
Well, on his computer, I brought up your website and showed him the NDAA, so he's probably on the list already.
We're all on. Listen, they can't get all of us unless we get scared and give in to them. Was there anything else he added that you want to point out?
No, but I just wanted to say I'm going to work the early voting for Ron Paul. Guys, get out there and volunteer at local campaigns.
Well said.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Simple way sometimes, and I tend to not do it. The point is, anytime something's anonymous and people are wearing masks, that's perfect for government infiltration. Or anytime there's no leadership of something, and anytime the ideas of an organization aren't openly available, that's where you find globalist infiltration. if it's some militia wants to meet with you in camo, but they won't tell you their names, it's feds, folks. If people are saying something's anonymous, it's the feds looking for morons that they can set up. Looking for people. I mean, I can't tell you how many cases I've seen, even the Washington Post and others have admitted this goes on, where the government goes and gets ex-prisoners who were forced to, you know, join Islam or whatever in prison or be gang raped, basically, because if you're not part of one of the gangs, well, you know what happens to you. And normally it's always the same story, single parent family, 78 IQ, mildly retarded, poor person, serious handicaps, whatever the case is, mental disabilities. And you hear on the news they were planning to wage war against America. And it's just a complete cutout. And I couldn't imagine being a police officer and being told, watch what websites you go to because the government's watching you. That's the tyranny right there. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, oh, they'll never secretly arrest citizens. Now they're on the news going, we will kill you. We won't just arrest you. We'll kill you without a warrant. They're overthrowing all of the checks and balances for a reason. Now, that's another big question I should throw out to listeners. Why do you think they're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution right now? And if we don't need it, if it's such a bad thing, why did we have it before? Well, the answer is they're getting ready to bring us into a full depression and rob everybody blind. The depression is the plan. The people running the society want the depression to consolidate control. They're not screwing things up. They're not incompetent idiots. They know what they're doing. It's all public. They're consolidating control. If you don't go along with their program, and if they don't think they can carry out the next phase of this, they'll back off and wait for us to go back to sleep. But now they figured out that's not going to happen, so they're accelerating it. It looks like even though we're waking up, and that's why the big confrontation is on. This is an incredible time to be alive right now. And every person you wake up is key. They're telling cops don't visit alternative websites because they're scared they're going to wake up. They're scared they're going to go to InfoWars.com where we collate the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the El Paso Times, and then our article from 8 months before, like, look, we told you the government's shipping in narcotics and laundering hundreds of billions. Here's our report, exactly the same group. Now here they are 8 months later, forced to report what we told you. They're afraid of the incredible credibility. They're afraid of the fact that I know they're criminals at the top, that you know, and that they're going to know. Nick in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alejandro Revere. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I like that. Alejandro Revere. Good, my friend.
I've been practicing that for quite a while. Alex, it's great to talk to you. I just want to tell you how thankful and grateful, and I'm sure I speak for a whole lot of people, particularly in Brooklyn and Manhattan, New York, wherever, that thank you for all the work that you're doing and for getting this information out there. Alex, I wanted to touch on a point. First of all, I just wanted to say that I love Ron Paul. I absolutely love the man. And the establishment media is absolutely ignoring him. They are working overtime.
They are running around like insane piranhas on methamphetamine and PCP attacking him.
Absolutely. And they can't, you know, it amazes me because they have nothing that they can grab onto except some letters that they say he signed and some have to do with, you know, these letters and calling him a racist and all that. But yet they ignore the fact. They ignore the fact that his ideas transcend everything that has to do with race or just every spectrum across the board. Because if we don't have liberty in order to be able to, share our ideas or share whatever it is that we may believe, we don't have that. And that resonates with everybody.
I'll tell you what, stay there. You're on a roll. I want you to be able to finish because I interrupted you. Exactly. Ron Paul is completely about who you are, not what color you are or where you came from. I mean, the system that claims they're fighting racism, that's all they obsess on all day, and then they make that people's entire world. Ron Paul is about the end of all of that. Stay there. I'll come right back to you, Nick.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Let's go back to Nick in Brooklyn. Start over, Nick, with your point about Ron Paul. Go ahead.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that every morning I get up and I go through the rigors of what we all get, you know, get ready for work, all that stuff. You turn on the TV to find out the weather, and of course they roll by what's been happening in the campaigns, and we realize that they have everybody up there. Okay. Even the janitor who was cleaning up the where they had the debates, except Ron Paul. And I'm saying to myself, well, wait a minute. You know, here's the candidate who actually has something to say, who doesn't need a teleprompter, who's able to pinpoint the exact problems that this country is facing right at this pivotal moment, and they give him they don't show him, they don't speak. You know, it's like he doesn't exist.
And I'll tell you what this is. This is a coming of age, though, because just when you think you know how corrupt the system is and the establishment is, you get slapped in the face with no. It's only when their facade really starts getting exposed that they really show you that it's beyond bias. It is a total arrogance, but more than that, a fear that you'll discover the monopoly that they're running over our society and that they don't want you making decisions. And when Ron Paul, the only non-puppet candidate, stands up, it calls their entire bluff. He exposes the little man behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, the great and powerful Oz, and they cannot allow him to win. So they will cheat. They will steal. They will manipulate. They'll give him 89 seconds. They'll block him out. And when they're forced to talk about him, they'll say he can't win. And that's why Ron Paul, you know, basically was giddy when he came in second place in New Hampshire, was he pointed out he's winning just by exposing what a bunch of crooks they are. The system is really destroying its capital. In fact, I saw a Krauthammer article out of the Chicago Tribune I was going to mention, where he's so angry that Ron Paul won't go away. In fact, here it is. Ron Paul is not going to go away. And he goes on to break down, you know, the fact that whether they like it or not, the system is in trouble. Again, they were able to block him out before, but because he understands history and he keeps coming, they don't know what to do. Look, they've got a 9% approval rating. Can you imagine the horrible job of the dinosaur mainstream media? No matter how expensive their sets, how fancy their outfits, how authoritatively they speak, even if you've got a gold water hose spewing rotten water out, nobody's going to want to drink out of it. They're going to want to drink out of the old rubber hose that's got good clean water coming out of it. And so they've got a gold water hose into a cesspit, into a porta potty with brown sludge shooting out, telling us to take a drink, and their numbers are folding. For a decade, their numbers have been dissipating, but now the last bit of water is going around the toilet bowl there. It's about to make the sound that all the water's been exhausted, and they realize it. And so we're now at that critical juncture. What is this ruling class and all of their minions and all of their court gestures and all their little pimps and sellouts and whores, what are they going to do as their system comes down? Well, they're going to try to bring in tyranny. They're going to try to launch wars. They're going to stage terror attacks. Because it's about tens of trillions of dollars. It's about social control. It's about staying on top. And more importantly, it's about not going to jail. If we actually ever take the government back, the crimes are going to be so legion and so huge that we can't give the globalists an amnesty. We can't say, okay, just go away. They're too well dug in. We're going to have to send the entire superclass that's committed crimes to prison. It's about 6,000 of them. And those that were directly involved in killing innocents are going to have to be brought up on murder charges. Capital, premeditated murder charges. And they're going to have to be brought to justice. You have to teach people like this a lesson. I'm not risking my life, my treasure, my name to just sit up here and play patty cake with these people. When we get this country back, these people will be brought to justice, and they know it. They know it. And they understand it. They understand it's for everything. I'm fighting for my life. They're fighting for theirs. Okay? Just like Mussolini and Hitler. They know we're coming for them, and they know we're not going to back off. But it doesn't matter. They are culturally and socially dying now. They have a 9% approval rating. Can you imagine, Nick, the job they've got trying to... You've heard the saying, put perfume on a pig. This isn't putting perfume on a pig. This is putting perfume on a latrine. I mean, you cannot do it. It is, there is no going back. There is no way out for them. I've looked at every angle. I mean, look, and by the way, you globalists out there and all your minions and servants, those of you that are mid-level, this new world order is going to be worse for you if it succeeds. It's so horrible. You better hope those of us that have sanity are able to eradicate this cancer that's going into stage four. You better hope. Oh, you didn't study history. You see, that's the problem. They didn't study history. Go ahead and finish up, Nick.
Yes, Al. I just wanted to bring up one more point with you. a couple of years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of George Galloway, and you interviewed him back in 07. I was online and I was looking at some of the stuff that you guys went over on that interview. But the reason that I bring him up is because I was really, really impressed at the fact that Mr. Galloway went to work on the Congress during the last administration and the whole cover up, the whole oil for food program, that whole scenario. And so he's got somewhat of a little show that he has where he broadcasts directly here into the New York City area and over from where he's at in England. And I called him up because I realized that his position on Ron Paul was somewhat shrewd. And so, I call him up and I say to him, Mr. Galloway, listen, what exactly is it about Ron Paul that you don't like? And the fact that, you would rather take Obama over Ron Paul. I mean, do you realize that under this administration, the NDAA Act has been passed? I mean, it's a done deal. Are you familiar with the fall of the Republic? Are you familiar with the Obama deception? I mean, it lays it out there very, very clearly for us exactly what this administration is about. But he would rather take this administration over any of the other dwarves, as he calls them, and any of the other dwarves, as he calls them. And, I was somewhat offended at that. So the reason I bring him up is because I realized that his whole position against the war at the time and everything that took place, he was very, very against it. And so this is exactly Ron Paul's platform. He's against the wars. He's against the wars.
But here's the deal with Galloway, and I would have him back on the show. We've asked him a few times, and he hasn't responded. I know he's very busy. He is pretty much a socialist, and they would rather have their big corporate socialism that Obama will give them and go ahead and have some big wars than give up the socialist idea. I mean, Ron Paul is a revolutionary. The idea of local control, the idea of small government, when we're so addicted, and look, it gets worse and worse, but it's the devil we know. So a lot of people are scared to get out of that. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's try to move really quick here because I want to start getting into some news. Alexion in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex, good day, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, winners, Fox News propaganda agents. Number one in slander, Bill O'Reilly. You are a coward, sir. And to the whore media, 50 Pentagons all in a row, 50 prisons to keep us in tow. 50 wardens with men in black, 50 flags now in a stack. 50 years have now gone by, 50 years of many lies, vicious lies. 50 trillion is not enough. 50 trillion, it's all their stuff. 50 billion is the goal, 50 billion, poor lost soul. 50 million will stand and roar. 50 million pissed off poor. We're keeping score. God help us all, Alex.
I appreciate your call. The Pentagon actually gets around 2 trillion a year. Oh, but you never hear about cutting that welfare and those $800 toilet seats and $500 hammers or the $15 million blue tarps that cost $100 for Halliburton. But again, back during the no-bid contracts in 04, 05, 06, they would have newscasts on CNN, you name it, saying, how dare people say there should be foreign companies allowed to bid on these contracts? That was a straw man. It wasn't foreign companies. It was that there were no bid contracts being given to domestic and foreign companies. So instead of say, why is Halliburton that's moved to Dubai, why are they getting no bid contracts and other companies are? They just spun and said, well, of course American companies are getting the bids. We're not going to give it to foreigners. So the average good old boy would say, well, that's reasonable. Give it to American companies. But it wasn't an issue of that. Again, it's such blatant deception. And it's only when they're really desperate. That's why they love to talk about your favorite cake or your favorite color or your favorite music, because then they don't have to lie as much. They get to tell the truth because it's about an inconsequential issue. But genuinely promoting things they do not engage in. Generally, almost everything you see in mainstream media is spun or twisted or lies by omission. And that's why we shouldn't even call it mainstream media. Even that term, mainstream media. These are global corporations themselves owned by the big mega banks that took over the planet through fraudulent derivatives and Ponzi schemes that would make Bernie Madoff blush and Ken Lay, shake with blushing. They've got all of this going on. All of this corruption, all of these agendas they're selling, and we still call it mainstream media. No, it's agenda media. It's bought and paid for media. I mean, I wear on my sleeve what I support. I wear on my sleeve what I stand for. I wear on my sleeve who my sponsors are. Here's an example. Tyrell Ventura, Jesse Ventura's son, called me Saturday when I was out with the family Saturday evening. And he said, you know, I just noticed something that hadn't been pointed out anywhere. The publisher, and I went and looked it up when I got home tonight, it was true. The publisher of that Navy SEAL, you know, legendary, you know, Navy SEAL that killed the most people, which he himself says really isn't true. That's the title they gave it. And that we saw all over every Fox show, Fox Radio, Fox TV, defaming Ventura. News Corp that owns Fox published it. They didn't disclose, by the way, this is our product, whenever they had him on all the shows. And I should have known that. It was an infomercial. And to get sales up, they said he knocked him out in the bar in front of everybody. And now they say, oh, it happened out on the sidewalk. And, well, maybe there aren't witnesses now. And I can tell you Ventura is taking legal action. I'm not supposed to get any more than that. Didn't happen. Just like he wasn't driving recklessly in California when he was in Minnesota. And, folks, they could do anything. They could pull me over today, throw a bag of drugs in the back of my car. Say I resist, knock me on the head. You can even have a good police chief, and I don't know if our police chief's a good man or a bad man. He claims he's a good guy. But in a lot of cities, it's come out that the feds and private corporations will actually have units of cops who actually work for them. It's come out the CIA, since the 50s, has had units of police on any major police department. I'm talking about police departments of more than just a couple hundred officers. But you know what? I've got to just deal with that. I've got to just deal with it, and that's the way it is. Because the rot has gotten so bad, somebody has got to stand up against it. Okay, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and hit the Iran news. There's been some new developments on that. I want to get some into how the government can't and won't protect you and tie the sinking of that ship off the coast of Italy by the reportedly drunk captain with criticism of a 15-year-old girl in her own home that defended herself with a firearm from two burglars. She's being criticized in Texas. I mean, and again, it's over the top, but when people are peer pressure driven, even in a state of freedom like Texas, where we're all about, you know, being individualist and everything, enough people hear the local talk show host, like I did on conservative radio this morning, saying she shouldn't have had a gun at 15. It was her dad's gun, and she shouldn't have access to it. I heard about half the callers driving into work agreeing. See, it's this weird peer pressure thing that if the authority figure says something, we agree with it. Well, what if the authority figure's a bought-off traitor? I mean, I remember my parents warning me growing up, saying, son, you're going to run into friends that aren't really your friends, and they're under peer pressure, going to try to get you to do bad things, and don't do it. And I didn't do too much bad stuff, but still, and now with my children, I try to explain to them constantly about the company you keep and who you're around and peer pressure. And we have got ruthless criminals with a high-tech PR machine running our society, and only people living in a dream world would deny this. Everybody knows we're going in the wrong direction, and it's moving quicker in the wrong direction. Speaking of sponsorship, I won't make $3 or $4 million lying about Jesse Ventura here, defaming him so I can make some money. But what I will do is have sponsors and products that I believe in that also fund our operations. So if you want to support the show, go to InfoWars.com. There's an online video/apparel bookstore, video store, T-shirts. You want to meet like-minded people, put a bumper sticker on your car, wear an InfoWars.com T-shirt. We got Ron Paul T-shirts, you name it. You get 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the nightly news, and also in high-quality, high-def, watch the daily show here. All of it's available at InfoWars.com. The Noble Oklahoma City video, the deliberate dumbing down book about education, all of it. I'm still running the Everything Special, 70%+ off on all my films, 18 films on DVD for $99.95. And I can't really stress this next little point. If you will, go to InfoWarsTeam.com for me, guys. If you go to InfoWarsTeam.com, I'm going to show it to you on screen. You can just buy the products or you can sign up and get a discount. You know, it's kind of like Costco. I did a lot of research, as you know, 6 months or so ago, to find the very best company that has the full spectrum of super high-quality mineral vitamin drinks, weight loss, everything. It's thousands of products. This is one of the biggest companies in the U.S., Longevity. And that's who I've teamed up with. You can go to InfoWarsTeam.com, get the Tangy Tangerine, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst, the Rebound, Citrus Punch. And there's nothing like it. I mean, look, I'd buy stuff out of a store. I'd become a distributor of stuff and sell it myself. That's what I chose, is the best, InfoWarsTeam.com. I've now lost over 30 pounds in 6 weeks. Well, it's amazing. Just find out more at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Into the news here. I just want to finish up on the longevity products. It was actually about a year ago that I signed up and said I was going to start promoting it. And then I got all the products and started having some guests on to talk about it because I'd done the research but didn't really implement it myself. I did a little bit, lost like 5 pounds, and Aaron Dykes followed it and has lost, I don't know, it's got to be like 50 pounds now. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's gone from being overweight like I was to like being completely skinny now. And it's because you eat and eat and eat because the food has had the minerals and nutrients taken out of it. Most of the soils they're using are depleted. And now I finally, in the last 6 weeks, actually do take the longevity whey powder. I actually do take the mineral and vitamin drinks so that I'm not hungry. And it's not that it fills me up calorie-wise. My body doesn't want calories. It wants the nutrients. It's so simple. I mean, and by the way, these products have the highest scores. The ones I've got on the shopping cart are my favorites, have the highest scores out there for vitamins and minerals. And take the pollen burst with all of the B vitamins in it and a bunch of other stuff. The Tangy Tangerine is just a joke, the 90-plus minerals it's gotten in vitamins. I mean, it's amazing. All right, I'm done ranting about that. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number there if you want to call and ask any questions on the website. Okay, getting back into the news here. I've already mentioned some of this, but this is our top story yet again. And if we do have war with Iran, you'll find out why. It's been our top story for months running. Big developments in that area. U.S. military chief to Israel as Iran tensions grow, AP reports. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey has gone there to try to talk Israel out of attacking Iran. U.S.-Israel have postponed military exercise amid tension with Iran. Thousands of U.S. troops have been put into Israel, 15,000 added in Kuwait, but they canceled that announcement that they were going to have the Israeli and U.S. fleets steam right in amongst the Iranian fleet. And the Iranians, as you know, 2 weeks ago said, if you do that, this is your last warning. So it looks like the people running the U.S. and Israel, because I don't want to say it's our governments, blinked. And I think the big issue is the Russian foreign minister and the Russian deputy prime minister have all come out and said this is an attack on Russia if you attack Syria or if you attack Iran. And, of course, Syria is going into a total bedlam and civil war because the West has been pumping al-Qaeda by the thousands in. I'm no fan of Assad. I don't like dictatorships and big government. But our criminal government isn't trying to put freedom in there, and I'd be against that meddling. It's unconstitutional. But they're trying to put al-Qaeda in. Came out again last week. The State Department's running the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, these are guys slapping burqas on women's heads. I want to know why all the neocon talk show hosts are saying this is all great to go into Libya. They put al-Qaeda in there. You people helped get the underwear bomber on the plane. It's the Pentagon hanging out with Anwar al-Awlaki. It's NATO putting al-Qaeda in charge of all these countries. Imagine, the people that say give your rights up or al-Qaeda will get you, they're the ones behind al-Qaeda. Of course. It's a skeleton key, a Leatherman tool. It opens every lock. It does everything they need. Eat your vegetables. Why? Al-Qaeda will get you. You'll be good or the boogeyman will get you. The al-Qaeda man. I got a bunch more on this. U.S. backs off Iran attack. U.S. sends letter to Iran on Strait of Hormuz. It's all coming up. But first, I'm going to get to more of your phone calls. Then Bev Harris, the expert on election fraud. She's got big breaking news.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.